Welcome to DanielsWindow.org, where we watch and pray. This is Prayer Week 48, 2 Timothy 2:22. Now flee from youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. We want to call upon the Lord with a pure heart. We want to go in prayer with a pure heart. We don't want to come to the Lord with an impure heart. We want to come to the Lord with a pure heart. And the way we do that, because God answers a pure heart. It says, now flee from youthful lust and pursue righteousness. Now flee from youthful lust. That's one thing we're supposed to do. If you read, especially when it comes to sexual addictions of any kind, whether it be adultery, fornication, homosexuality, masturbation, pornography, that kind of stuff. You can either do it like, David did. David is a man after God's own heart, so maybe you have a heart after God. You're very disciplined. You're very, much into the things of God. But you know what? That's not enough. You cannot resist the devil on just because you're a man of God. You cannot resist the devil just because you're a woman of God. This is one sin the Bible tells us to run from, to flee. Flee from youthful lust. And of course, this is more than sexual lust. There's all kinds of other lusts. We need to run from those things. King David ended up falling from it. And then Solomon, his son, he was the wisest man in the world. He had all kinds of wisdom. He understood the nature of sin. He understood so many things. But when sin came, he folded quickly. He got, a thousand wives and concubines or something like that. It's just crazy. So your wisdom is not enough. And then, of course, you had Samson, the strongest man in the world that ever was. And he fell easy to Delilah. So you having a heart after God, or you having a great wisdom, or you having great strength is not enough. We have to be like Joseph. Remember, Joseph was in Potiphar's house, and he was being tempted day in and day out by Potiphar's wife. Well, finally, one day, he just ran. He took off because he knows that he didn't have anything in him enough to stand the test for a long period of time. So he ran. But if we're running from something, we need to make sure we're running to something. And so that's one thing is prayer. If you're running from lust, what you need to run from lust. And now flee from youthful lust and pursue righteousness. And so you run from those things and run to prayer. If you're feeling tempted, you need to run to prayer. Don't try to win it out with arguments. Don't try to win it out with wisdom. Don't try to win it out, with your just mere human strength. Don't try to, do that kind of thing. But you need to go to the Lord, because you want to call on Him from a pure heart. You don't want to call on Him from an impure heart. You don't want to do like Scripture and it says in Proverbs that a woman sins and then she wipes her mouth, and says, I'm clean, and then kisses the Lord. You don't want to do that. That's not from a pure heart. You don't want to go through the motions of prayer when your heart is impure. You want, the Bible says, submit yourself to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. If you don't submit yourself to God, the devil's not, you're not going to be able to resist the devil for very long, and he's not going anywhere, and you're going to eventually fall. So we want to call on God from a pure heart, and a pure heart means being honest and true with the Lord, and honest and true with your flesh, and honest and true with what you're able to do and what you're not able to do. That He is, the potter and we are the clay. He is the vine and we are the branches, and without Him we can do nothing. We cannot stand without Him. We cannot resist the devil unless we're standing in Him and hidden in Him. And so rather than, trying to get through life on your own, by your own strength, your own wisdom, your own ability, you need to flee from those things. But if you're fleeing from one place, you need to run to another place, which is prayer, and so we can call on the Lord from a pure heart.